Welcome to the Let's Talk Marketing podcast. I am your host, Katya Allison, and today I'm bringing you a solo episode, one that I've titled Marketing is Like Building a House, The Unsexy Truth. Here's the thing. Marketing can feel chaotic as hell, and everyone's got an opinion. But when you step into a new role or take over a team, there's no clear way to know what's actually working, what's duct taped together, or what's about to blow up. That's why I created a framework, one that helps me walk into any marketing organization, messy, scaled, or somewhere in between, and quickly assess what's strong, what's shaky, and where the real priorities live. And that's what I'm going to share with you. And like any good marketer, I've branded it because, well, that's just what we do. It is the ARCMARC framework. And it's built on one kind of core truth that I feel, which is marketing is like building a house. I'll cover this high-level view today and then get to the nuts and bolts, pun was intended there, and sprinkle them in throughout the season. I'm going to walk you through how it works and why it's this simple mindset shift that could really change the way that you're looking at marketing, or at least look at it from a different perspective. Marketing is just one of these things where everyone thinks that they understand until they're responsible for actually making it work. That's right, folks. It has to work. I want to break it down in a way that actually makes sense. And it's partly why I started the podcast to begin with. And I'm very clearly obsessed with marketing. I'm all about giving it to you straight. There's no theory, no fluff, just the real kind of gritty version of how marketing actually operates inside of a business. Now, back to building my house. No, I'm not going to grab a hammer or paint. And I'm also not talking about HGTV version of building a house. I'm talking about something where it almost feels like, is this the Money Pit? Which is a great Easter egg reference for those who are into 80s comedies. But seriously, I think about walking into any organization and evaluating busted pipes, dealing with the budget stress, and making decisions that no one talks about on the highlight reel. Marketing is like building a house. Before you go out and start picking out paint colors or backsplash tiles, which is the fun part everyone wants to do, you need a plan to know what kind of house you're building, for who, why, and for fuck's sake, where you want the house to be. That's your business strategy. What is it? Once you have that, roll up those sleeves because you get your first part of the framework, the foundation. These are the value props, the buyer personas, sales alignment, tech stack. If this isn't solid, doesn't matter how nice your curb appeal is, it's going to crumble at some point. It's like those old houses that look really picture perfect from the road, but when you walk up, the front porch is basically detached from the house and you're just like one wind gust away from the whole thing coming off like a very cheap press-on nail. Okay. The next in the framework is framing. And this is where people love to skip ahead or cut those corners. Framing isn't just who owns what, it's also the unsexy stuff. It's the plumbing, the electrical, the HVAC, things you don't see on the final walkthrough, but you will absolutely feel it if they're missing or half done. You are not thinking about your toilet when you first walk into a new house, but if it doesn't flush, you're going to notice real fast, especially if you're lactose intolerant. Am I right? Same goes for your marketing ops, your CRM structure, your campaign workflows, your reporting process. Not glamorous, but if your systems are leaky or disconnected, your whole marketing function backs up. So let's keep track of our ARCMARC. We've talked about one, foundation, and number two, framing. The next is blueprinting. This is where we make the plan. It's flashier than framing, but it's not yet picking your fixtures or planning your interior design. This is where you answer the big juicy questions. Are we building an open floor plan or defined rooms? How many bathrooms? Where does the kitchen go? What kind of foundation supports this? How will people flow through the space? What systems do you need to support the lifestyle we want? It's strategic design. A balance of your vision, your function, and your goals. And in marketing, blueprinting is where we turn the goals into structure. It's where we say, here's what we want to achieve, here's how marketing supports it, and here's how we'll know if it's working. It's goals, it's measurement, and it is success. If you don't draw up a solid blueprint, you end up with a hallway that goes nowhere and a door that opens into a wall. And if you skip this step or rush through it, get ready for some misalignment, wasted space, and a lot of weight. Why did we do it that way 6 months down the line? ARCMARC recap. Number one, foundation. Number two, framing. And number three, blueprinting. Now, the final pillar, the number four, is build out. This is where the real work happens, as if you haven't already been working. Am I right? This is campaigns. This is content, team activation, and execution. This is where everything starts to take shape, but only if the prep work was done right. It's not decorating. It's not putting up a for sale sign. Build out is when construction crews are on site. The lumber is dropped, the framing goes up, walls are sealed, plumbing is installed, systems are connected, finishes are going in, and inspections are about to happen. This is where plans turn into real functional living space. You're executing your strategy, building out campaigns, workflows, and customer journeys. You are launching, you're measuring, you're adjusting, creating this operational engine to deliver on that blueprint. Connecting the wiring, that's your analytics. Installing fixtures, those are your assets. Pressure testing it all, that's optimization. This isn't random acts of marketing. It's structured execution based on the decisions you made in the blueprinting phase. Build out is when the crew shows up and starts turning these plans into reality. This isn't throwing stuff at the wall, it's structured execution. Campaigns are built, funnels are launched, systems connected, and the entire engine pressure tested. This is where marketing becomes operational. And there you have it. Executing on marketing is like building a house. It isn't just decoration, it's structure, function, and systems that work when no one's looking. What's next? So glad you asked. Over the next few episodes, I'm breaking this framework down. We're talking foundation, we're talking wiring. We're talking why your marketing might look good on the surface, but still leak like hell underneath. And maybe there's some areas in this framework that are going to make more sense than others. Perhaps you're at the build-out stage and you want to better understand the how, why, and what. Or maybe you're in a place where you'll take in all of the information. Either way, I'll make sure to keep it digestible. If all of that sounds like your world, hit follow. I want to know. And if it hit a little too close to home, good. Let's fix it. And thanks to you for spending your time with me today. Until next time, may the conversation flow, the laughter linger, and the outlook remain optimistic, but grounded in reality. This is Katya signing off.